And next, we're joined by Tigas Haile, who is a leather bag designer from Ethiopia. Tigas, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
So tell our listeners how you decided to become an entrepreneur and why you decided to enter into that fashion line of leather handbags.
Before starting this company, I have been in a family business in a fashion industry, like importing fashion accessories from different countries. And then we have a retail store. So working in that area for about 3.5 years, I get to know the products, and there are a lot of issues on importing products of fashion accessories. And though Ethiopia has a lot of resource in leathers, because we are the largest livestock resource from Africa. And so I decided, why don't we have one? So we are having importing brands from different countries. So I decided to start my own brand from Ethiopia.
And Ethiopia has the leather available.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for you to go ahead and make your own products.
Yes.
So now, were you able to do market research on the products that you were importing that were selling the best? Or were you able to answer a solution that those products didn't answer in your leather bag designs?
Yeah, my leather bag designs are, as the name implies, it's the brand's called Root in Style. Root means an Ethiopian roots, culture, traditions. The design reflects the tradition of Ethiopia in the modern way. The bags are like high-end casual bags, evening bags, but they have a design of Ethiopian touch, so that anybody who have in the wallet who hold that bag will know about Ethiopia. That's the way I did that.
So you looked at what were traditional bags from Ethiopia, changed them for a modern take, and produced them in leather.
Yes.
So now, when you were working in the family business, were you thinking of doing that all along? Or what was the impetus for you to decide to do this?
Actually, the main trigger point were, we don't have brands that come out of our country. So why don't we have one, you know, other than importing and promoting the other's brand, why don't we have our own brand and promote to the world? That was the trigger point.
So now, how long have you been doing Roots in Style?
It's about the end of 2015.
So about 2 years.
Yes.
And what has been the reception in Ethiopia to these new handbags?
The reception is very good, and especially in the local urban areas, and also for the diaspora communities outside Ethiopia, because they really love the bags, because they reflect the culture of Ethiopia. Still, they are having the casual and high-end bags that reflect their country, their background, their roots.
So you are now exporting your product from Ethiopia to other countries in Africa?
Yes. We have an online shop, and we also sell on Etsy, so we can reach as many people as possible.
And what is the future for Root in Style? Where do you see this brand going?
The plan is to have different store in different countries and to reach out as many people as possible, and to make Root in Style a world-class brand.
And now, how did you get involved with Yali? You're in the middle of growing this business, you're designing bags, you're exporting them, selling them online. What made you think this was a good time to get involved with the Yali Fellowship Program?
Oh, Yali is a lot thing for me. Because first, it can connect me with a lot of networks while in the United States, even from the American communities as well as the 25 fellows from 19 countries. So it's brought my network to all over the world so that I can reach and meet my goal to make my brand a world-class brand.
A world-class brand. And so I'm hoping that means one day we might get Root in Style in U.S. stores.
Yes, I hope. That's the goal.
Is that one of your goals? Now, who do you see as your competitors in those brands that you all were importing into Ethiopia? Do you see some of those brands as now your competitors?
I say competitor because the concept is different. So as a competitor, they are laser product manufacturers. They are the big companies, like for 40 years, 30 years companies. But for this concept, having the roots of Ethiopia, it's not that much in the local communities.
So you've got the market to yourself, so to speak, right now.
I think so.
Now, for our listeners who might want to find out more about Root in Style, can they reach you on social media and online?
Yes, we have a website, www.rootinstyle.com, and they can find us at Root in Style in every social medias.
Well, Tigas, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners and for being a Yali Fellow and learning more about what's going on across the continent of Africa with your cohort. Thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm really, really honored to be here. Thank you.